We told you earlier this week that Florida will be receiving dollars to fund projects as part of the new Regional Conservation Partnership Program administered by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. And $2 million of those dollars have been allotted to fund a state project which the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will lead. Scott Sanders, Director of the Office of Conservation Planning Services for the Commission, explains.
We have a rich history of partnering with agencies and entities to do good conservation work, and importantly with private landowners across Florida. And, you know, these programs wouldn't work very well if we didn't have private landowners that are willing to work with us. And all across the state, we've had success, and we've got a lot of conservation objectives laid out, and particularly down in the south, central, and southwest part of the state, where our state RCPP is focused.
The Regional Partnership for Conservation of Gopher Tortoise and At-Risk Species Habitat is an endeavor to save and protect threatened and endangered species by restoring dwindling habitat within almost 5 million acres in Polk, Osceola, Okeechobee, Highlands, Hardy, DeSoto, and Glades counties.
These funds are coming at a great time. They're going to be very helpful in helping us achieve some of those objectives that we've set out in that part of the state to improve habitat conditions for at-risk species here in Florida.
And Sanders says this effort will target threatened and endangered species like the Florida panther, Florida grasshopper sparrow, and the gopher tortoise.
You know, the gopher tortoise is listed at the state level right now. It's a species. It's a candidate for federal listing. And we're really looking to partner and work together with agencies and landowners to try to do everything possible in the way of good conservation actions for the gopher tortoise so that perhaps it doesn't end up needing to be federally listed.
To learn more about this and other RCPP projects in Florida, just visit your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.